So how long have you been in Vienna now? When did you move?
14 years.
14 years. Wow.
It's been a while. It's like half of my life almost.
So you're here to stay?
Yes, only. I want to live here. I want to die here.
Oh.
Very clear.
Welcome to One Day in Vienna. And today's guest is Manaho Shimokawa.
Name Manaho Shimokawa. Geburtsland Japan. Ankunft in Wien 2010, Familienstand, in einer Beziehung eine Tochter, Beruf, Performance-Künstlerin und Tänzerin, Model.
I'm your host, Lauren Love, and welcome to this podcast where we're going to be uncovering those memorable anecdotes about this magical city that, let's face it, we all love and hate in moments. The expats featured on this show will be enlightening us as to how they navigated becoming a local in Vienna, often with a splattering of hilarious culture clashes to boot. Welcome to One Day in Vienna. I am here today with Manaho Shimokawa in a very picturesque Innenhof, I have to be honest, in a courtyard. Isn't it gorgeous? And it's the Karl Ludwig Cafe. So it's a bit of an insider tip. I'll be coming here again. Hello, Manaho.
Hi, hello. Thank you for having me.
So we love to ask our guests, why did you come to Vienna? What was it about Vienna that drew you, or why did you stay? Tell us a bit about your story.
Well, I came here to study ballet. I mean, actually, I came to Europe to study ballet. I was in Nuremberg in Germany first and noticed immediately that ballet is nothing for me, but contemporary dance. To dance barefoot was something very attractive to me. I took the audition here. Back then it was called Conservatorium Wien. Now it's called MUK, Musik und Kunst. And there, luckily, they took me. It was really hard audition because there were 300 people to take this audition, but only 12 seats were there. When I was taken, I was so shocked. I asked director, these numbers that you called now, they are out, right? And he was laughing and I said, no, the one who was taken. Then I had up and downs, like in Vienna, not like in Vienna. But it let me stay here because I fell in love in the end. Back then, I also wanted to go to somewhere warmer country. It's very depressive in winter. I looked for it, but back then, like Italy, Spain, they had kind of a financial crisis. Nobody could pay dancers. So I stayed to the place that I already had the connection to.
So how long have you been in Vienna now? When did you move?
14 years.
14 years, wow.
It's been a while. It's like half of my life almost.
So you're here to stay?
Yes, only. I want to live here. I want to die here.
Oh.
Very clear.
So we're asking people about a very, very special day.
Yes. And
we ask people a special day, whether that's positive or negative, but do you have a very special day that you'd like to share with us?
Yes, I have a day that I'll never forget. One of my friends, Sabina Hasanova, she gave me one story that I understood how to live in this town. And this story I told everyone who struggled being in Vienna. So it goes like this. She got married with a Russian husband, Alexei Gudisman, and she went to post office one day. She had the box to send to her family. She gave to the post officer and said, I want to send this. And then the post officer said, Madam, I'm so sorry, but this stamp has to be not on the left side, but on the right side. And she was like, this typical Viennese, you know, like, what can be the problem? But of course she didn't say that. She said instead, I knew it. This is because my husband said it has to be on the right side. I knew that it has to be left. Oh my God, this is something. I also told him it's wrong. Oh. And the post officer goes like, yes, you were right. Your husband was wrong. How dare you? How could you? Oh, poor you that you have such husband. You know, but this box is totally fine. I take it with. Okay. All good. This is exactly how you survive in this town.
Um in Wien beim Postamt einen Brief aufzugeben, schreibst du deinen Brief und legst ihn in einen Umschlag. Vergiss nicht, die Adresse des Empfängers auf die Vorderseite und deine eigene Adresse auf die Rückseite des Umschlags zu schreiben. Dann musst du eine Briefmarke kaufen, entweder online, in einem Tabakgeschäft oder direkt im Postamt. Die Kosten für die Briefmarke hängen davon ab, wohin der Brief geschickt wird. Innerhalb von Österreich ist es billiger als ins Ausland. Wenn du die Briefmarke hast, klebst du sie in die obere rechte Ecke des Umschlags. Jetzt ist dein Brief fertig zum Verschicken. Du kannst ihn entweder in einen der gelben Briefkästen werfen, die du in der ganzen Stadt findest, oder du gehst zu einem Postamt. Auf dem Postamt kannst du den Brief einfach am Schalter abgeben.
You have to complain one thing together. I really understood. Ah, this is how. That really broke my eyes. How these things work here.
That's so true. I have to be honest, what you've just said is completely accurate.
Yeah, I mean, why not? I find it very sympathetic that the people are very true to himself or herself. In Japan, it's very artificial. Some people are very nice. But it was all written in the book how you should behave. It doesn't come from their heart necessarily. But I find Viennese people are very honest. They are nice to you because they like you.
Right.
If you're a stranger, they have to get to know you first.
Which feels authentic to me now.
Authentic. And right. I really love that. But that was a big culture crush as well. That I felt like all people talking ironical thing was never like nature of my being. So it was very hard to understand.
And she got her package sent, you know, and sometimes you just have to make a bit of a fuss about things and blame someone else to get what you need.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't have to be complained, you know, but to talk about the same topic together. Why not?
Yes, you're right. So, Manohor, you've been in Vienna for 14 years, so I'm guessing you know the city quite well. Do you have any favorite places in the city?
Well, I love so many places, but especially Kunsthistorisches Museum.
Das Kunsthistorische Museum in Wien ist eines der wichtigsten Museen der Welt. Im Museum kannst du Gemälde von berühmten Künstlern wie Rembrandt oder Rubens anschauen. Es gibt auch eine große Sammlung von Objekten aus dem alten Ägypten und der griechisch-römischen Zeit. Das Museum zeigt nicht nur Bilder und Statuen, sondern auch alte Münzen, Rüstungen und Schmuck.
Where I also performed several years with the project called Ganymede.
I saw this. I
oh,
loved
really?
It so much.
Oh, you were there?
I was. Oh, pregnant, so heavily pregnant 4 years ago with my son.
Oh,
amazing,
my God.
Amazing.
Really? I was also standing super pregnant there.
Touched my life.
Oh, my
so
God.
Beautiful,
oh,
really.
So oh, you were there?
Yes.
Thank you for being there. Very, very, very happy to hear. So one day we were rehearsing. Rehearsal start after the museum closed, so it's evening. Let's say we started at 8, we ended at around 10, and I was alone. I said, I will pack my stuff, I will come downstairs later. And I was alone. No one was there in this gigantic museum. And I was shocked, and I thought, this opportunity never comes to my life again. Let's dance. I danced whole through the house. And around like 11, 1 hour later, I was like, maybe I have to find someone. I went to downstairs. I went to Poti and I knocked on the door. Actually, I'm alone here. And then somebody was gossiping there. Of course, somebody has to be there to protect everything. So I could go out. But I really enjoyed this 1 hour.
I think that's so amazing. You get locked in somewhere and your first reaction is to move and to explore that space. That's so beautiful.
It was one of the most unforgettable moments.
Yeah, I can imagine. Wow. And what's your relationship like with German? Are you fluent? Or
I think I can say almost fluent.
Yeah.
All because of the performance. Yeah. I had some German text. One day my director Jacqueline Komula gave me 3 pages of German text when I couldn't speak German. She said, our premiere is in 2 weeks, but one of the Schauspielerin cannot play this scene anymore. Can you instead? I had to learn these 3 pages of German text when I couldn't speak German. Every day I cried. Every day I couldn't sleep. I was almost like throwing up. It was such a hard text from Martin Pollack. It's one of very intelligent writing.
Yeah, yeah.
No words I knew, but somehow I went through. And afterwards, after you remember 3 pages of German text, you can speak. You can really speak language because all the grammar formula is in your head.
You feel that your understanding of German just completely shifted through performing in
completely.
German.
Completely.
Yeah. And now, do you speak German at home? Do you
Yes,
speak,
because yeah? of my boyfriend, yeah.
Yeah.
And also my daughter. It helps that everyone speaks to me German. And it was important because if you don't speak German, of course you can work in this town. Everyone can speak English, but you don't go to the depth. You yeah. cannot come to the depth. There are so many doors keep reminded closed if you only speak English. That I understood since I could speak German. Thank God. I wish I could speak much earlier.
And it's also a barrier again, because if your native language is Japanese,
yeah,
you're then already speaking in English, and then there's like another barrier. So I feel like somehow it is easier to just get straight into German.
Yeah, that's very true.
Which brings me to my next point. Austrian German is a little bit different to normal German. So you mentioned you lived in Nuremberg, German, and then you've got Austrian German in Vienna. So do you have any favorite Viennese words or Austrian German words that you love the sound of or hate, or give us some input about your German?
I have a very good one for that. I asked my boyfriend's stepfather, what's the most cutest German word? And he thought 5 minutes and he said, Eichkatzelschwauf.
Eichkatzelschwauf.
I find it so cute.
It's so sweet. Isn't You're so it? Right. And it's also a bit of a test, actually.
Yeah, it's very difficult to say. Like the English, squirrel. Yeah. Eichhörnchen is very difficult
Eichhörnchen, then they say Eichkatzel.
Eichkatzelschwauf.
Eichkatzelschwauf.
And it's very Austrian German, isn't
yes.
it? Yes. Yeah.
I remember my husband asked me to say it once, and it was almost like I could see his beady eyes looking at me, thinking like, can she say this or can she not?
So yeah,
I
know it's that's also a one of the tests. Right.
It's a bit of a test. Yes. But it's a very cute word.
Well, I love Austrian German, to be honest, rather than German German. Yeah. I find it more rounder, sympathetic. I feel like I'm hugged when I hear the Austrian German. I find a bit strange when I hear Tüte. I love Zucker instead. I like Servus. But if I say Servus or Grüß Gott in Berlin, everyone goes like, this Japanese just said Grüß Gott? Did she greet to God, you know? But yeah, I love here.
And if you were giving any expat who's just moved to the city freshly, what would you have loved to have heard? You know, if somebody took you aside and said, Manohar, you moved to Vienna, this is what I would advise you. What would your advice be?
Well, don't ever buy water here. You can drink from tap. That's one of the biggest reasons I live here. What else? Walk around the town, look up. It's more beautiful than looking down. You have beautiful architectural artworks in this town that I really love to walk, but I feel very sad if people don't notice to look up. That's very important.
Manohar, I love that. Look up when you're walking around. Don't look down or even straight forward. You're
yeah,
right.
No phone. Mm-mm. You better walk and don't take U-Bahn. Straßenbahn is beautiful, but I wouldn't take tube. You can walk this whole town. Everything is so close.
That's true.
And yeah, bike. Bring bike. I think bike ride here is quite well made.
Manohar, thank you so much
for joining us
on One Day in Vienna and telling us about actually two pretty epic experiences that you have here. I think that vision of you in the Kunsthistorisch Museum will forever haunt me. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, imagine being alone there.
Do you think they have it on the CCTV cameras?
I'm pretty sure. I mean, if not, I will wonder. But
like
nobody
told.
That's also Vienna. Like, nobody accused me. They accept.
Yeah.
They say, sie hat nichts geklaut. She didn't steal anything. It's fun.
Manohar, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
You love Vienna too and want to learn German? Innis Vienna will get you there. Vienna's best language school offers a variety of courses and trainings at different levels, at different times, and at different intensities. All information about Innis Vienna and today's guests can be found in the show notes. And there we also explain all other German words, terms, and Viennese areas from this episode. Thanks for listening. Auf Wiederhören.